Shout hallelujah wherever you are. Pastor Rich welcomes you to Prophetic Declarations Hour. This is your set time for alignment, for realignment, and for divine establishment. Today, destiny shall be corrected, purposes shall be revealed, and lives shall be rooted in God's eternal counsel.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. This is tape 220826. Amen. Welcome to Prophetic Declarations Hour. This is your hour of divine encounter, your hour of restoration, your hour of supernatural strength, and your hour of victory. Where you are listening from, prepare your heart, open your spirit, lift your feet, because the word of the Lord is coming to you today. This is the month of winning wisdom. And today, the Lord is giving you wisdom to finish strong. I declare over your life, you will not stop halfway. You will not abandon your assignment. You will finish what God has started in your life. Amen. Once more, our focus for today is wisdom to finish strong. And our scripture focus is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Which says, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Quickly, I want us to have some reflections over this. You will finish strong. Beloved, starting well is good, but finishing well is better. There are many people who started with great excitement. They had dreams, they had vision, they had faith, they had determination. But somewhat along the journey, something happened. Disappointment came, delay came, opposition came, betrayal came, financial pressure came, people walked away. Prayer seemed unanswered, and suddenly, the person who started with fire began to lose strength. But hear the word of the Lord today. You will not die in the middle. You will not stop at the point of your breakthrough. You will not abandon your assignment because the journey became difficult. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Your life is a race, and every race requires endurance. You do not need to run somebody else's race. You don't need to compare your progress with another person's progress. You don't need to be distracted by the arrival before you. You don't need to be distracted. Run your own race. Don't be distracted by those who arrived before you. There are weights you must lay aside. There are distractions you must reject. There are relationships you must handle wisely. There are conversations you must stop entertaining. There are battles you must refuse to fight. There are opportunities you must decline because they are not part of your divine assignment. Wisdom is knowing what deserves your attention and what does not. You cannot finish strong while carrying unnecessary weight. So today I speak into your life. Receive grace to continue. When you are tired, may God strengthen you. When you are discouraged, may God encourage you. When you are confused, may God direct you. When you are delayed, may God sustain you. When people reject you, may God remind you that your destiny is not determined by the opinion and the opinion of anyone. Your story is not ending in defeat. Your story is not ending in disappointment. Your story is not ending in failure. You are finishing strong. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Quickly, let's go for prophetic declarations. Now, wherever you are, receive these declarations by faith. I declare over you, you will finish strong, you will finish well, you will not abandon your divine assignment, you will not die in the middle of your journey, you will not stop at the edge of your breakthrough. Every power assigned to frustrate your completion is broken in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of inconsistency is broken. Every cycle of starting and stopping is broken. Every power causing you to abandon good things halfway is broken. Receive grace for completion. Receive strength for the journey. Receive wisdom for the race. Receive discipline for consistency. Receive patience for endurance. Receive focus for your assignment. I declare that your eyes will be open to every distraction around you. You will recognize what is a weight. You will recognize what is a divine opportunity. You will recognize what must be released. You will recognize the relationships that must be handled with wisdom. You will recognize the doors God has opened for you. You will not miss your divine timing. You will not miss your divine connections. You will not miss your divine opportunities. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare, you will not be distracted. You will not be discouraged. You will not be defeated. You will keep moving. You will keep believing. You will keep praying. You will keep trusting God. You will keep growing. You will keep progressing. And you will keep advancing. Where you have become weak, receive strength. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Where you have become weary, receive renewed strength. Where you have lost focus, receive clarity. Where you have lost your passion, receive fresh fire. Where you have lost hope, receive fresh faith. Where you have been delayed, receive divine acceleration. Where you have been rejected, receive divine acceptance. Where you have experienced failure, receive grace to rise again. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare over your family. Your family will finish strong. I declare over your marriage. Your marriage will finish strong. I decree over your children. Your children will finish strong. I decree over your ministry. Your ministry will finish strong. I decree over your business. Your business will finish strong. I declare over your career. Your career will finish strong. Over every legitimate assignment God has placed in your hand, oh, you will finish well. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will finish strong. I declare that you will not finish empty. You will not finish bitter. You will not finish broken. You will not finish with regret. You will not finish with any pain. In the name of Jesus, you will finish with testimony. You will finish with joy. You will finish with fulfillment. You will finish with your faith intact. You will finish with your purpose fulfilled. You will finish with your testimonies complete. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the same God who brought you this far will carry you to completion. The hand of the Lord is upon you. The grace of God is upon you. The wisdom of God is upon you. The strength of God is upon you. The favor of God is upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I declare, what God started in your life shall be completed. No premature termination, no abandonment, no division, no diversion, no destruction, no distraction. In the name of Jesus, you will finish strong. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Quickly, I want you to receive this counseling insight. And I want you to listen carefully. One of the greatest enemies of finishing strong is distraction. Not every voice deserves your attention. Not every criticism requires a response. Not every opportunity is your opportunity. Not every relationship deserves unlimited access to your life. Not every battle deserves your energy. Sometimes wisdom is simply knowing what to ignore. There are people who have lost years of their lives trying to prove themselves to people who were never assigned to their destiny. Stop trying to convince everybody. Stop trying to please everybody. Stop trying to answer everybody. Protect your focus, protect your time, protect your peace, protect your spiritual life. Protect the assignment God has given you. Ask yourself, will this help me fulfill God's purpose for my life? If it will not, don't allow it to consume your energy. People, you don't have to finish everything and everybody's race. You only have to finish yours. By the grace of God, you will finish strong. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want you to receive this closing prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for everyone who has connected to this prophetic declaration hour. Let your word become reality in their lives. Give them wisdom to run their race. Give them strength to continue. Give them patience to endure. Give them discernment to avoid distraction. Give them courage to lay aside every weight. And by your grace, let everyone listening today finish strong. May their later days be greater than their former days. May their testimonies be greater than their trials. May their victories be greater than their battles. In the mighty name of Jesus, may their accomplishment bring glory to your name. And may their journey is renewed. And may it be said at the end of the day that they finish strong. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may their journey be reviewed. May it be said they started well, they remained faithful, and they finished strong. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Receive these prophetic declarations in closing. Before you go, receive this one more time. One more time. Receive it. You will finish strong. You will finish strong. Your assignment will finish strong. Your family will finish strong. Your health journey will finish strong. Your career will finish strong. Your business will finish strong. Your ministry will finish strong. Your faith will finish strong. You will not quit. You will not retreat. You will not be distracted. You will not be defeated. You will finish your course. You will keep the faith. You will fulfill your purpose. You will enter your next level. You will receive your testimonies. And everything God has ordained for you shall come to completion. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. This is Prophetic Declarations Hour. Remember, pray the word, believe the word, declare the word, live the word, and watch God transform your life. In case you need to get in touch with me, get me on +234 9022 352 952. Remember to keep sharing this tape until somebody is being blessed by it. The more people are blessed, the more you too shall be blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray for everyone supporting our ministry in cash, in kind, that from today, the Lord will order your feet aright. You will not see trouble. The power of destruction will be far away from you. You move from glory to glory, from honor to honor. Everything you touch from today will become a mighty touch. In the name of Jesus, you will not be distracted. Your life will be profitable. An eternal life will be the end result of your race on the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Until we meet again, keep winning with wisdom. Stay blessed, stay focused, stay prayerful. And never forget, you will finish strong. I am Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich. Amen and amen. God bless you. God keep you. God strengthen you. And God cause you to finish strong. Amen and amen. Shalom.